For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Let's talk about electors. You know, the folks who do the actual casting of the votes to the Electoral College and presidential elections. You know, they're having something of a higher profile moment now with President Trump and his team openly angling for them to vote for him in places like Michigan, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Now, there's been no such hullabaloo with Connecticut's electors, but everything that's happened has made me want to know more about our electors and how they do what they do. To talk more about that, we bring in Secretary of the State Denise Merrill. She makes her return visit to the program. Will the events of 2020, you know, the pandemic and the open courting of electors from the White House, will that change anything about the way electors do their business?
Well, certainly not here in Connecticut, because we don't have enough electors to attract the attention of anyone nationally. The number of electors are chosen based on the number of representatives we have in Congress. And since we have five representatives, congresspeople, and two senators, we have seven electors. So since you need 270 to effectively win the presidential election, that's not very many. So
you're saying that being an elector in Connecticut is a cake job.
Well, it is. On the other hand, you know, Connecticut's special, I think, being one of the original 13 colonies. We have quite a ceremony in the Senate chamber, and electors are formally chosen and formally installed. We have the color guard march us in, and we seal their ballots with actual wax that's melted on the spot and that kind of thing. I mean, we really do it the same way they did it hundreds of years ago.
So how does COVID-19, and in an era when we're not supposed to touch things and all that, how do you expect that will change the ceremony at all? And of course, we can't gather the way we used to.
Well, that's right. We have significant changes to the ceremony this year. We're having videos done. The CTN is actually filming it. So there will only be the seven electors and myself and two or three other staff people there to perform all these duties. And we will do things like just show them the documents rather than having them touch the documents, for example. And so, we've made a lot of accommodations that normally we wouldn't. Normally we have a lot of school children come to observe the ceremony and that sort of thing. So sadly, it will be much more limited this year because the Capitol is still technically closed.
I'm also wondering if you've been in touch with the actual electors here in Connecticut to gauge how they've been taking in all of the pictures we see every night on the news.
No, I haven't talked to them. They are appointed by the Democratic Party in this case because Joe Biden won the state of Connecticut with the popular vote. And in Connecticut, we do require that electors vote for whoever won the popular vote in the state. So this year, that would be the Democrats, and the party then selects, through some process of their own, these seven electors. So it's a list to me, and I have not talked to them yet. We just sent them out their letter appointing them as electors. I think people really want to do it. I think there's a line of people who put their names forward to be electors. Mostly people that are kind of into history and like the whole idea of it. So I don't know how they actually choose people. From the look of the list this year, it looks like they look at a geographic split. They try to get people from different parts of the state and so forth.
When do they get chosen?
They have been chosen right now. In fact, the drop-dead date for that was, I think, December 8th. The actual ceremony is by federal law, constitutional law, it is December 14th. So that's the date the entire country will have that Electoral College ceremony on the 14th.
You know, according to CNN, under 0.5% of electors have ever voted contrary to the popular vote. And I believe that is called a faithless elector. And I believe the Supreme Court has also upheld faithless elector laws across the various states. Unlikely as it would ever be a faithless elector here in Connecticut, could you ever foresee it? What would happen to a faithless elector here in Connecticut were they to go that way?
Well, that's an interesting question, actually, because Connecticut does have a law that statutorily binds every elector to vote for whoever won the popular vote in their state. So so it does say you shall vote for, in this case, Joe Biden. Now, if we had someone who chose not to do that, we don't specifically have a statute saying what the penalty would be. But clearly, if that did happen, it would be against the law. And it would be, I don't know who it would be up to, I guess up to me, as to how to form a punishment for that.
It's just interesting to think about because, you know, there's so many things that have happened recently that have never happened before. Secretary of the State, Denise Merrill, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks very much. Nice to be here.